Again, Bill starts off
I think I shit myself.
And you're wearing all white, pretty much.
It's like a girl getting a period, but with... It's a guy shitting his pants. Yeah. Anything down there?
No, I think he's just got ass to ass.
It looked wet. It felt wet, I mean. That's gross. Are we... Is this on? Did you hit the button?
We're on.
I was like, 78 degrees in here, because I didn't put my AC up, and he just fired. I was like, oh, 79 degrees.
It's going up the temp.
Every time I... Do you imagine that? I'd be sitting over here at like 107. Roasting.
The first thing you do when you sat down, you're just like...
It was the way like my waistband cut into, because I gotta sit so low here. You know what I mean? Look at my knees are above my hips on this couch.
Knees are like way above the couch as it is.
Like I'm a tall guy, but like this couch is a small guy.
That is it used to be a lot higher, but it's just so many bodies just
put some stress on it.
Yeah, put some.
Yeah, it's an L shape too.
Yeah, or backwards seven, or a Tetris piece,
or a V,
or a weird looking.
Kind of looks like a flying V or like a wedge.
Yeah, I like it.
It looks like a protractor.
Yes, 90 degrees.
But a broken one. A protractor. That's so stupid.
That's what we're all wrong. We just make up words.
The protractor. Like, that'll be the name of the episode. Protractor.
We nailed it.
Oh, man. We made it.
We made it.
Hey, we can't both take sips at the same time.
I know. I kept looking at you. I was like, well, my brain was like, I want
to
sip.
We're both trying to drink, and Tim's putting the water up to his mouth, and I'm putting the coffee up, and we both keep on talking, like doing a head fucking thing. Like,
like
we look like a loop gif. Like, Oh man, you're doing the fucking Golde Mash dance.
Yeah.
Speaking of Golde Mash, Baker, that's an Indian thing.
I was just like, what? I was like,
speaking of it, you were like buffering.
I was like, holy shit. I was like, this is a reference I don't already know.
The 101 fucking point reference game, dude.
Oh shit.
No, but Baker, he's been texting me.
Oh, has he?
I guess he's probably run up a serious phone bill. Yeah. We're going to have another fundraiser to pay his phone bill of fucking foreign charges.
We were doing the Vox, and he was talking about someone like hacking. Like, his phone was acting screwy. Is he telling you that, too?
What do you mean?
He said after the Vox, he had kind of shut it down because, like, something, like, his phone was, like, twitching and, like, acting really weird.
Really?
Yeah. So he had to, like, he had to cut it off.
His fucking phone's got dengue fever already.
Might already. Hopefully he got his fucking shots already.
Yeah, it's we actually helped him get the vaccinations.
Yeah,
because it's a bunch of like diseases. Like, it's not like it is a dirty place, but I think that it's just like when you take your body and put it into a place that's a world away, it's literally a world away. It's the other side of the earth.
Yeah,
you just get some shit that your body's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like you're like, I'm used to like the flu, some allergies. Yeah. I'm like, you got some fucking shit coming at me, man. I want a heads up.
I'm used to buffalo chicken. I'm fucking shit.
A risk to me is eating a buffalo chicken pizza. He's in India. They're like, want to just eat some street meat? He's like, oh, I have to survive.
I looked into India. Like, it is a fucking huge, huge place. And some places just, like, don't have clean water. Don't even... Like, toilet paper is, like, a luxury.
Yeah.
So, like, that's
why... They use their hand.
Yeah, they eat with their right hand only because they have to wipe their ass with their left.
Hey, man, fuck it. Cats lick their own buttholes.
That's a cat, though.
You know that animals don't have to wipe their butts because their anuses protrude?
Yeah.
And then the anus draws back in. You've seen that in some porns with some women, but for the most part, humans' anuses are not meant to protrude.
No, no.
You got some gapers on the internet.
Put a whole knuckle over there.
But, you know, we've actually talked about butt wiping.
Yeah, we're huge butt wipers. We take care of it. Like, if we sent over some, like, baby wipes over there, blow their mind.
Oh, they'd be like, what the fuck? Dude, they'd probably misuse it. They'd probably, like, clean their cell phone screen with it or something. Yeah, I don't even know what
their face down.
Burn it.
But, yeah, he's out there for 6 months.
What a fucking idiot.
Yeah, that's a long time. It's hot as fuck out there, too.
It's probably like 18 farts hotter than it is right now.
Yeah, here. I was looking at, like, the record highs and lows. Like, the record low in, like, November was, like, 98.
Fuck. Like, he's gonna be skinny. He's gonna lose all his weight.
Yeah, he's gonna just look like a fucking popsicle.
He's gonna look like an Indian.
Yeah.
Like, he'll be very tan and skinny.
Tan, skinny.
Indians are pretty much tan and skinny, right? That doesn't sound too racist.
Yeah, there's not many
I always say some pretty racist stuff. Yeah, not racist, but I mean, I say what I think.
Yeah. There's no skinny Indian people that I know of. I've never seen like an overweight Indian.
Oh, you said there's no skinny Indian people?
No.
There's no fat Indian people?
Yeah, no fat.
No, there's some fat Indian people. Maybe. Indians are fat tits. I saw them on YouPorn.
Oh, yeah. Type in Indians. That's you think he was watching Indian porn before he went over?
That probably is what inspired it. Like, he either fell for one of those, like, you're an heir to a millionaire throne, like a fortune in India Like, he's either falling for one of those schemes, like, guys, I'm going for charity.
Yeah, those emails, it's like,
yeah.
You come over here.
We have great gift for you.
Just send your email, social security number.
So generous, you to reply with us now, email us your information, credit card.
I want to be on that other end to see what those people actually do.
It's probably like a 12-year-old, like, with a like a thesaurus and a dictionary and, like, a translating dictionary.
Right, right.
And just fucking cracking on emails. Old people fall for it, too.
All people fall for that bad.
Because they're very old.
Yeah, they just...
That's your only fucking excuse.
There's so many fucking scams like that. Oh, it's terrible. Even like the ones where it's like they call 911 sometimes, I hear. Because they say like they have their brother, and if they don't pay them like X amount of dollars, they'll kill their brother. But they're like brothers sitting right next to them. They're like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. But I got one of those... I remember getting those phone calls and I never picked it up because I gave my number to some kid in St. Lucia. And I was like, yeah, you come to Boston, I'll get you a job. And then he kept calling me. I was like, dude, I was drunk on the beach. You gotta leave me alone. I was like, fuck off. You get here, call me. But then the numbers kept calling. So I never picked it up. This kid's name was Dookie. He's trying to sell me weed.
It's Dookie weed.
Dookie. But then we just fucking... I just never picked up. But then I remember seeing on the news one time. Those same numbers, and it was like St. Lucia, and there's an island near it. I forget what it is.
Yeah, and if you call it back, you get charged like crazy too. It was like a scam like that.
Fuck that.
Yeah, terrible.
You get scammed.
But the roast,
the roast was a great success.
Yeah, we're in like the post production right now.
Yeah, yeah, we got Danny Harold and Scrupulous has got all the footage. I actually want to meet. I was gonna meet up with him Sunday. And basically, it was a lost Sunday for me.
Right.
And then I want to get down there and just see what he's doing. It's going to be exciting. I like the video editing aspect of it all.
Yeah, I have no I like to pick his brain.
No, no, you don't.
He had like 280 something like straight up files, like different files from that whole thing. And like, granted, like some could be like 10 seconds, but some of them were probably like half an hour, 45 minutes.
Yeah, some of them are long. I think it's going to be great. It'll be a funny video. I'm trying to think if it'll translate to something. I don't think it'll translate to something funny for everybody, like a universally funny video, but it's going to be, anyone that knows is familiar with the event or
it'll us. Be Quincy funny.
Well, it'll just be good to, you know, we're probably not going to like sell it. We're just going to make it and like disseminate it.
Yeah.
Probably have anybody involved with the roast, all the roasters, anybody that wants to.
You probably just download it.
We should do like a roast party.
Yeah, like a reunion.
Yeah, that's a good, someone pitched that. It's a good idea.
Yeah, that was a great idea. That'd be fun. But yeah, the roast was great. There was a lot of good jokes. Everyone killed it.
What joke do you remember the best?
My joke I remember the best was Adam's that I still like say because it was so funny. He's like, because it was so topical because of the World Cup. He's like, Matt Baker's sex life is a lot like the World Cup. Comes around every 4 years. There's a lot of flopping going around and no one usually scores.
That one was awesome. That was really good.
What about you?
I like the one that Dave Nesty dropped on John Walsh, where he talked about he was a Jehovah's Witness. Don't worry, he's a Jehovah's Witness, so he's used to people hurling slurs at him in public. Chuck, can we make it more comfortable up here if we put a door to slam in your face?
That was really good.
I thought that was just perfect.
Yeah.
It made me giggle.
Made me giggle. Everyone killed it. Like, the people, like someone like John Walsh, who was, like, so nervous. He was, like, one of my favorites.
He was pretty nervous that night. Yeah, but that should... You know what, too, is that should kind of stand as an example to anybody who... You gotta give a presentation at work, or you gotta, you know, like speaking in public is certainly something that people don't like. I don't look forward to it whatsoever.
Me neither.
But then when you get up there and you get in your groove, and just remember that people want you to do good, it's like it becomes easy.
Yeah.
That's people are just waiting for your word. That's it.
I kept on doing like the half look up, half look down. Like I couldn't even look at people in the face.
Oh, I just thought you were real drunk. Is that what you were doing? Yeah, your eyes were two different fucking places.
Yeah, I was like,
man.
Two shades.
You had such a... Someone... I think it was Baker. Someone described your style perfectly. Your style was such like... It was like a cat in a corner. Where it was just like... You were just ready to like... Like if someone in the crowd was like... You're like, what? What the fuck? Just say like... Ready to pounce.
Oh, yeah.
It was really funny.
Fuck people.
You're very combative on the mic.
Oh, yeah. I don't take no shit.
I've seen you host fundraisers. Other ones, you're like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck. Like, you'll single someone out and, like, get at them. And they're like,
yeah.
I'm just trying to go to the bathroom.
I know.
Well, shit your pants now.
I don't like people messing me up. My train of thought's already tough enough that I get someone else throwing fucking curveballs at me.
No, fuck curveballs, man.
Fucking knock those out of the park.
Hang that shit in front of me.
Boink. Gonzo.
You said doink, I slapped my hands.
Yeah.
We had a double sound effect.
Yeah. That's how fucking hard we hit it.
That was the guy, that was the actual bat slap, and the doink was the guy in the crowd that just believed in you.
Yeah.
Doink. That, dude, you know what, dude? It's baseball season. When someone fucking hits, I want you to go doink.
Yeah.
I want that to be the new fucking. It's like the mashed potatoes of driving a golf ball.
That I never knew that until a couple years ago. It was the mashed potatoes. Someone showed me that. That's fucking hysterical.
I think I showed you that because I showed. Potatoes. Yeah. It was just. It was like one instance. It's not really popular.
Yeah.
But some guy, whenever Tiger Woods hits a drive. On like whatever the tourney was, we just go mashed potatoes and like scream and like golf is so like Tiger Woods here's on the 16th and he's gonna drive. Okay, here's his backswing. Mashed potatoes. And like there's a lively fan there in the corner. Like they just don't. They're like the golf guys are so like even keel. Yeah, very.
I don't know why people get so excited to watch it. I like fall asleep if it's on. That's David Allen Boucher.
That's so funny you say that because I remember going. All right, so going to bed when I was a kid, I always wanted to have the TV on because it just helped. Like sometimes I'd lay in bed and I just flick through every channel and not watch anything. And I'd go through two or three times. Like back when the channel was just like you had to click, and there was the TV guide channel like 63 or 69 or something. You just watch that and it would tell you what was on. Remember to click up three times. But then like I'd always put on, if golf was on, I'd put on golf because it was quiet and you go to bed. And then Tiger Woods like came around and people started yelling and you I'm like I'd have to wake up and look. So because you couldn't do baseball. Every time there's a hit, you fucking snap up and see what happened. But golf used to be my go-to sport to fall asleep to. And then Tiger Woods fucking started crushing balls.
I'm the same way with TV.
Crushing
though.
White women.
If like Lindsay wants TV on, like we're going to bed, I was like, oh yeah, I'll be fine. I'll like lay down. She'll be watching something stupid, but then I'll just keep peeking up to look.
Exactly.
I could never have a TV on before bed.
No. You're not supposed to. You're supposed to go all black.
Yeah, I went all in last night. I went to bed early. Got up wicked late.
Did you really?
Oh yeah.
Did you good sleep?
12 hours sleep.
Did you wake up with an alarm or did you wake up after a nice REM cycle?
I did a little bit of both. Like, it's I set my alarm for 8 to get up, and I just turned it back off and went back to bed.
I see. Dude, some app, I guess, you can... Look at us, dude. And no matter, we got fucking shit written down in front of us. We don't give a fuck.
I didn't look down yet. I'm just looking straight up.
Fuck yeah. We get a conversation going, I'm going to fucking... My mind jumps to everything. Like, yeah, we are the two worst people to do a podcast.
Yeah, we really
this,
are.
We ask people to listen to this, and we're like...
Boink.
Dork. True, we are the annoying guy in the crowd. But there's some app, right, on your iPhone, and you can use it. Somehow it monitors your sleep cycles, right? And it fucking... It can sense when your REM cycle's up. So, like, every 90 seconds you go this... or 90 minutes, you go through a REM cycle where it's, like, rapid eye movement. It's, like, your deep sleep. And if you wake up after one of those, you're going to feel good. If you wake up in the middle of one, that's when you feel groggy. That's basically sleep science. But this thing somehow monitors your body. But I want to get it. Because there's nothing like, you know... If you wake up without an alarm, after a good sleep, you feel better than if you wake up even after a long sleep with an alarm.
I don't know how people... wake up without alarms. There's like those psychos out there. They're like, oh, I don't use an alarm. I'm like, what? Like, how do you get up?
I wake up.
Me and you, we have such like whack ass work schedules that we need alarms.
When I sleep good though, and I don't know if I look at the time in my sleep like on my phone, but I'll wake up sometimes just a couple minutes before my alarm.
Same.
And I don't know if it's, but that's only when I get good sleep. And I'll just look at my phone, and then my alarm will go off.
Like, then if you go back to sleep, you're fucked.
Oh man, gone.
So fucked.
I might as well be dead.
Yeah. That's hot as balls in there, isn't it?
No, it's about 79 and a fart.
Yeah, 79 and a fart is raining.
No, it's all good. I'm not that hot.
Well, speaking of apps.
What, you want to order a pizza or something?
Yeah, stop. I haven't eaten all
dude,
day.
Dude, how about jalapeno poppers?
What about them?
How about them?
Never had them.
Shut the fuck up.
No, jalapeno poppers?
I worked at this, actually up at UMass. I worked at this Southwest Cafe. And I had, There was jalapeno poppers, and I just used to eat them because no one ever ordered them.
So
it's like just, a hidden app.
Were they just like sitting in the back because no one ate them?
Yeah, they were deep froze. Deep froze like everything, like the Dynacom up there, man.
Right.
You know what's actually great was one Dynacom was really good, and then when I got kicked out of school, I got relocated up to Central as we talked, like the land of Johnny Deprecon, and up there they were feeding those kids great. I had a great Dynacom, like we had a blast. We used to fucking go down there twice. There was an ice cream bar. I'd make ice cream and like you'd load up with toppings and then take like three of those out and fucking keep them in your fridge.
Every time I came up to UMass, I don't think I've ever had time to eat anything.
No, you're usually drinking heavily.
Yeah, it was just bad. I don't think I've ever ate one thing up there.
This kid used to run a deli out of his room on the top floor of Van Meter. No, dude. He was that entrepreneurial. No, this kid would go to Stoppy and steal meat. He'd just go to the deli and, like, get it and then steal meat and then bring it. And he had a foreman in his room. And he would grill it up, and then like sell it to you for like $2 or $3 a sandwich. We called it, it was the mom and pop shop of Van Meter.
That's fucking
I don't want to say his name, but it was his deli.
What's his name, date of birth, and his social? That's a sweet move, dude.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
He got bagged. He's like going to like a store right now.
He's in prison.
His company goes to Stop and Shop and steals all the stuff and brings it back.
He actually opened Boloco. He was doing like a food truck before food trucks were possible. He was doing like food dorms. Dude, he's doing a food dorm.
Food dorms.
That's it. There's another kid that lived up there. He's like fucking a premier DJ in Boston right now. DJ Voltran. I want to say that's his name. But he's all over Boston.
Really?
Yeah, he lived across the hall from the kid. I never said never had anybody over. Like, he was just like, you'd like get a peek in the door and he'd just like be in the beat lab. Like, he'd have his headphones on, all this equipment, and just be like fucking mixing shit up and scratching. I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And then I'd fucking go and jerk off to some U-porn.
Yeah. Get ready to get kicked out of school.
That's it. Keep my shoes tied twite. Twite.
Twite.
Twite.
Twice tight.
Twite like a tiger.
Twite like a tiger.
All right, let's fucking get back to the roast.
Let's get back to
it. I love talking about UMass.
Yeah, you do. That's your fucking place. I used to love just going up there.
Yeah, tell me about it. I'm just kidding, shut up.
Yeah, no, I got nothing. Everything was a fucking
blur. I love going up there. What happened?
I did. Mm. I just made it home alive.
I remember driving back. It was pretty cool.
Never drove there, never drove back. It was in a car, just like...
Zonked up.
Zonked up. So what else? What do you got? You're about to say something. I'm sorry.
No, you're about to say something. I interrupted you.
No, I got nothing.
I bulldozed you. You said apps. I said jalapeno poppers. Knowing full well you were talking about applications.
Yeah, I know. I know you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm 22
episodes. I got your number.
22 episodes in. I've been figuring you out.
It's like 21 and a half.
Right? I've been getting your quips.
I'm getting your vocab.
So on at work. Oh, Jesus Christ. That definitely picked up.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did. We'll find out.
Shuffling my papers.
I was fucking so bored at work. I was like, you know what? I got to check up on our boys from Snagastool.
Jamie!
So Jamie Manning, I messaged him through the app and just seeing like how he was doing.
Was it through the app?
Not through the app. I mean, through Twitter. Because I downloaded the app.
That's an app.
It's an app. The Snagastool app is live. But it's definitely hit some snags in it. Not snags in the app, but just like...
Does it have stools you can snag?
Yeah, he sells stools now.
It's got snacks.
He switched it up.
It's actually called Snack-a-Stool. He sells edible stools. He's branching out. Snack-a-Stool.
Snack-a-Stool.
We go to a bar, we give you a nacho chair with some nacho cheese.
And you just eat the chair.
And you sit in your own nacho bowl and you eat your way up. Snack-a-Stool.
So the app is pretty smooth. I downloaded it myself just to check it out.
My phone's so old, I actually can't download new apps.
Yeah, your phone is terrible. Your phone's got their equivalent of AIDS.
You know what? Leave my phone out of this. All right?
So I wanted him to message us some updates on how they're doing. Because I'm pretty intrigued. Because at work yesterday, I just threw out the idea. Because work gets pretty boring sometimes.
Obviously.
Things to talk about. You sit there with the same people every day. So I go, hey guys, what do you think about like an app that you can reserve bar stools at a bar for certain events? And they were 50-50 like anybody else you bring this up with.
It is pretty polarizing.
Yeah, it's like he says, Jamie was like, you're either for it or you're against it. It's a no middle ground. You're like, I can deal with it.
Well,
so pretty much if you haven't caught up to our episodes, the Snagastool app is ultimately like reserving a booth at For Food, but instead you're reserving... Two bar stools for like you and your buddy.
Reserving stools.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you do it through the app, what time you want to do it, how long you're going to be there, and how many stools you need. And sometimes only just for an hour or so. So that's pretty much what the full app does. So I wanted to get some points on what was going, because right now the only two places he has on there was Remy's and Fenway, which is a pretty big place. Like, everyone knows that. And then when
I've gone there and stood.
I've gone there,
wanting to sit, yeah.
Yeah. Boston's tough just in general anytime you go. And then the Newtown Grill in Porter Square, which I've never heard of. I've never been there. With the thing with Remy's, right...
Are we saying it's in Porter?
It's Porter Square, yeah. It's Newtown Grill in Porter Square.
Somerville.
Yeah. So with Jerry Remy's, they had a connection with them, but the GM left there. So they have a new GM coming in, and he's kind of wary about the whole idea, which most people would be. You know what I mean? I think he's waiting to see how it goes.
You know what? I bet it's less of him being wary and more of him just being like, I got so much shit in my plate right now. I can't address this right now.
Right.
He probably, like, that's almost a credit to Snagglestorm. That's like, he probably didn't look at it and run down all the pros and cons and then be like, my decision is this. He's probably like, I got to put this on hold because I got some shit.
Yeah, shit happened. They're hoping to talk to him at the end of the summer to see if they can get back on.
Snag a stool. Well, all right, so what half are you on? Let's just talk about it.
Yeah. I think it took me a while to get into it. Like, I got, to be honest with you, I'm like one of those guys on the fence, but I think I would use it. I would use it.
Dude, you love apps.
Yeah, I'm an app guy. And plus, like, he was talking about, like, remember, like, you do, like, if you go on, like, a Tuesday night, you get, like, a half-off apps or something.
Just which drives business, and yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, I could see that, but there's that stigma, too, of, like, locals, like, seeing you sitting at, and they're just like, fuck this dude. You know what I mean?
You'd be the yuppie fuck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what that would be. What about you? Are you for it, or are you totally against it?
I guess I'm on the fence as well. I don't want to be indecisive about it, but I guess what I think is that in different locations, it would work better.
Yes.
Are you talking about, dude, like, this is the kind of place where I would, if I was running this app, I'd approach, like, a steakhouse. I'd approach a large format steakhouse, I don't want to name any names, but a place that has 30 bar stools and it's a steakhouse at big prices.
Right.
So then if you sit there and say, hey, you get it, like, you get a fucking app, like an amuse-bouche or something like that, an appetizer for free, I think you have more of a draw to that. Because I had a lot of, like, even when I worked at a steakhouse and it was high-end and people would come and just be looking for stools. People would call ahead and reserve stools. I've seen it done. Every bar's got reserve signs, or a lot of them do.
Yep.
And people could call ahead if you're, you know, a regular, or if you have the privilege, or, you know, we deem you privileged. It's like, we can hold these two seats for you. This app right here basically does it for you.
Yeah.
But then what you need, too, is you need smooth communication. You need a fucking GM who's going to be on point.
Yeah.
Think about that. Some guy could be taking a shit and get this fucking notification. Like, hey, 10 minutes, you got a stool to snag. And then all of a sudden, you got to go upstairs, there's nothing there. So how far ahead of time you got to book? There's a lot of questions, but I love it. But at the same time, I just see so many problems with it.
Yeah, but the big thing now coming with those is you pay for the stool now. Because that's what the whole thing is.
You should have to pay for the stool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, 100,000%.
Yeah, because there's a problem with no-shows not coming up. Like, if someone...
Shitbags.
Yeah, people that show up like 10 minutes late. So that's a big problem that's going to work out too. Whoa, something fell over. And then something with that, after 15 minutes up to the bar, if they still want to have them get the reserve or not, they just like, all right, fuck you, later. Like, you should have been on
there
time.
Should be an expiration.
Yeah, there's definitely an expiration that
you
has
go
to
like,
be
you
on
go to
it.
Apple and you miss your fucking appointment.
Exactly.
You gotta wait like 5 hours.
Like, yeah. If you're gonna sign up for something, get there on time. That's like anything.
That's on you.
Yeah, exactly. But back to the Newtown Grill, I guess they launched Tool Stools during the Stanley Cup playoffs. And it was actually free for a while, but then they started to have to charge people $2.
Because of the no-shows?
No, $2 because of the trivia night they had going on, because it was just so packed there. Getting stools at a trivia night is like, that's gold. So a lot of people were getting pissed. They filled up reservations, and they were doing really good. They got people there for the Bruins games, got people there for the Triple Crown. But it came with protests of people like...
No, you know what, dude? If you get pissed... Then fucking educate yourself. Learn about this kick-ass new app that actually reserves you that stool and fucking use it.
And
download the. If I ever walked up and was like, I can't sit here, why? Because of this app. I would immediately take my phone out, download that app, and then either try to reserve it right then or be like, well, now, next time I come, I'm not going to get fucking shot in the foot like
right.
this. It's like getting mad at the handicap spot.
Yeah, exactly.
What the? Who's going to come here? Like some guy like drags his fucking leg out of the car. You're like, oh, you shithead? Then I would chop
so
my leg
true.
Off. Yeah, dude, that's what the handicap sees in the bar. But instead of a handicap, he wants for fucking appy, handy apped people. Oh, dude, come on. Give me that.
Handy apps?
Yeah, it's a handy app. It's a handy app stool. Jamie, if you're listening, can you use that somehow? Could you call this the handy app stool?
Well, because of the World Cup, too, they had some problems. It was like regulars like getting pissed, like throwing their stuff away.
You don't want to piss off a soccer fan.
No.
I would stay away from soccer. They will fucking shoot you.
But that's obviously what they want to get it for, is like the best times, like Super Bowls, World Cups, Stanley Cup playoffs. That's what they want to do.
The times that we got calls at any bar I worked at where it was, I want to reserve a stool, it was during a sporting
event. But that's the thing. If you're not going to use the app, if you're a regular, you know to get there early to get your seat. So I don't know why you complain about two bar seats that you have nothing to do with.
Dude, there's no one more annoying than a bar regular.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because it's like, you know what? You don't work here. You come and you spend your money. Like, you're a guest of ours, but at the same time, you're a client.
It's like falling in love with, like, a stripper.
Like, that's a great analogy. Yeah, dude. You don't fall in love with the bar. You don't fall in love with the stripper.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're paying money so we can give you a beer to get drunk and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. But, I don't know. That it's a lot of regulars are a sign of a good experience, because think about it. You can get your beer anywhere. You can get it at the Packy without the upcharge, but you're paying for the experience. So when you get a lot of regulars, it's a good thing. It means you're creating a good experience. And, I mean, I don't know. But to go back to regulars not liking this app, fucking...
Get bent, dude.
Fuck you.
Yeah, get
you
probably,
you know what, dude? It's the same guy. This is how that night, this guy's night's gone. That's why he's pissed, because he pulls up in his fucking shitty fucking Buick and goes next to the handicap spot. He's like, motherfucker. He's like, the only spot open is blue. Drives by, probably parks half a mile away, walks to the bar, and then he gets in. He's like, there's two stools. And like, probably like fucking stiff arms people, like bulldozers through the crowd, and then gets to the stools. They're like, sorry, these are reserved for a snagging stool. That guy's gonna blow a gasket.
Yeah.
But that's how his life goes. He's one of those guys.
And he was just leaving the strip club to get there, too.
And he's like, I broke off my date with my fiance, Muffins, to be here.
That's awesome. So,
then Muffins stands him up, because she's laying down with some fucking stiff. Anyway.
So they still have connections with Newtown Grill that I think you could still use through the app. And then they actually signed on with Champions at the Marriott in Cambridge.
I know Champions.
I don't know
I've
that. I'm not a Boston guy. I don't know shit about Boston. I'm such a poser.
That's open at MIT, so those kids should be all over this app.
Yeah. And they wanted to limit their risk and allowed them to book seats on Sunday and Monday from 5 p.m. to midnight. So they want to just see how it works out. You know what I mean? Like, tread water lightly.
Fuck that, you gotta go all in.
But again, it's like, the Marriott's like a huge name. That's like a giant of a company. And they're just really nervous about guests, if they get a seat or not. But it's like, if it's like a hotel, like, area, right? Is that a hotel, Marriott?
Yeah.
It's like, you don't have regulars there, do you?
It's not really a hotel bar. It's like located in the Marriott, but that's on...
It's part of it.
I want to say it's on, is that Comm or Mass? It's on Mass Ave? I think it's on Mass Ave.
And they also suspended service until the end of the World Cup.
Yeah, this World Cup, well, a sports bar World Cup, dude. Yeah.
People are maniacs with soccer, but still, it's like...
No, what that takes is a friggin' bar employee to be like, hey, look, this is what this is for. So tough shit.
Yeah, you just gotta toughen up.
Yeah, you gotta... So
the bar's getting money when you sign up for the app.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Dude, I should email him about getting a stool reserved at the bar I work at.
Yeah, that's right. Like, I was trying to throw out some ideas. I don't know if he wants to just stay in Boston and venture out, or he wants to try to venture out too while he's working.
I would take any client I could get.
Yeah, exactly. So,
you know what I mean?
I think he'll take anything he wants.
Yeah.
So, what else do I got here? I finally wrote some notes for something.
and Tim is just so confused.
I know. I'm just
what did I write?
Yeah, what did I write down?
We're talking about as this is called. It's a disruptive technology.
Yeah.
Where I think I don't know the exact definition, but I think it's pretty simple. I think it's just like a technology that changes the way something normally operates. What's a good example? Like, Facebook was a disruptive technology.
Yeah.
Because it just changed the way people communicated, right down to that's your main text message now, almost, on your phone even. This is that same kind of thing. It's going to change the way that you go out and go to a bar. So, that's going to piss some people off because it's a complete 180 from where you're headed right now. Like, you got your one train of thought, and then you have to just say yes and to something. It's like improv. You got to say yes and to something you don't agree with, but it's fucking what's being offered to you. And if that's the way of the future, you just get with it or get without it.
Yeah, go home and watch the game of your house.
Get home, dude. Yeah, piece of shit.
Fucking assholes.
I'm so furious.
Yeah, you got to do something. You can't do something unless you piss some people off.
Dude, we got a great... I want him to private... Jamie, you got to private message me. It's Billy.
Billy. The tall one.
Son of Fuzzy.
The one you met.
The bartender.
Yeah.
I want to strike up a conversation. That could be something we do.
And then another thing, too, was like booking the next hour if you're already there. Like, that's tough to manage if you're a bartender or a manager. Being like, okay, well, your hour's up.
That's where... And I think it's easily managed, but I completely agree. That's a very tough...
Like,
dude, bars. I remember there was someone who did an app a while back, and it told you. It tried to tell you bars. It was actually MIT kids. They tried to tell you how many people were in line, if it was boy or girl, what the ratio was, and I forget what the third one was. I think there was, if there was a line and what the girls were, or how many chicks they were.
Right.
So it was basically like trying to be like a live, like a bar stat app. And the thing is that nightlife is very tough to kind of make organized. Right. Nightlife is inherently fucking disorganized because there's alcohol and late hours involved. You know, it's just nothing certain. Everything changes. On the, you know, the drop of a hat, you can just, the place could be empty. You know, you
that's
could,
what
9 o'clock packed, and the 10 o'clock nothing. So it's like you got to reserve a stool at 9, and then by 10, when you reserve it, everything's changed. Even the manager could be gone. Who gets alerted?
That is tough. And like you were just saying, not all weeks are created equal. Because like, yeah. I mean, what he wants to get at too is like his ultimate goal that I'm looking at is like booking for big time things like the Stanley Cup, all that stuff. So he's like, instead of paying for hourly, you pay for the event, which would be another good idea.
But then you got to commit to the whole event.
Yes. But then, if you leave early, you leave early. You still have to pay for it. It's not a bad idea. It's like it locked
in.
That's like three, four hours.
Say I was a guy on a double date with, like, say it was, like say I had a girlfriend and it was me, like, her and you and Lindsay. Just pretend I have a girlfriend for a minute.
Okay.
So the four of us decided to reserve two stools. We'd reserve the stools. And then stand, like, would give the girls the stools, we'd stand behind them. That'd be a great way. Even so, four, like, I would, with four people, reserve two stools. Like, yeah, we get two spots. We'll eat over your shoulder. We'll drink. And that could be a way to actually.
And it would be good for just girls for the app, because they're not going to body you. Because, like, you know, like, you're waiting for a stool, and, like, guys are usually going to be fucking, like, biffing. Like, it would be good for girls, and any more girls at the bar is going to please, like, an old man regular to sit next to.
Yeah,
you know
girls
I mean?
Are going
to
please that old man.
Yeah, they are. Muffin.
You're muffin. You know what happened the other night was exactly what we're talking about, but I had two people go, hey, you know, they were to sit down, and I go, oh, these are reserved. So they go, all right, and I go, I get two for you coming up, though. So then I'm, you know, bartending, and shit's going crazy, and then these two stools open up, and I go, bang, you two, I'm like, got you. And then people go try to take the stool.
Yeah.
And instead of, like, shrinking away, I'm like, you know what, these are reserved, I'm sorry. And I just very politely and very, I even made a joke, I walked out and, like, talked to these two women, who obviously were kind of pissed, like,
right.
That I fucking was like, I, like, stiff-armed them out of a chair, I'm like, they're reserved. So
right.
I didn't put the reserve signs up, because it was kind of happening on the fly. But I mean, that's all it takes is that little bit of backbone from a bartender, and this app has a lot of potential.
It does have a lot of potential, and I like the idea of it. I would use it like on like a Tuesday, because I don't like going out on like a Friday, Saturday night. But if like some place have like a half app, so I'm like, oh, let's go out to dinner real quick, do an app and a couple of drinks, and bam, I'd sign up for that.
Have you signed up yet? Oh, you mean you've got the app? You don't got to.
I get the app.
Take me through the process of getting the app.
You just got to go to the iTunes store. You download it, and you don't have to put like your profile in. But I did. So what I did, I went to settings, and you can connect it with your Facebook. Or you can connect it with your email, and I just connected it with my email.
Should do Facebook.
Yeah.
Help the guys out, popularize it.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. I'm like that guy that never connects my Facebook to anything.
Me neither. That's why I was pushing you to do it. I'm not gonna fucking do it.
And then it's pretty good. You can do called My Snags, shows you your snag history, so you can probably remember where you went if that much of a drunk. And
where was I?
Yeah, where was I last night?
Where did I leave my debit card?
It would be a great alibi app. But no, man, I snagged the stool last night.
Where were you on the night of the 14th?
Then you can do favorites. Once I get more, hopefully you can add favorites so you remember what your favorites are. Then you click nearby places and it shows you right what's close to you. So say you're out in Boston, like what's the closest place that I can snag a stool? Like, I don't even care where I go. I just want two stools.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, the app's pretty smooth. It's not, like, clunky. It doesn't look like shit.
The guys did a great job designing it.
Yeah, it's wicked easy. But I was also thinking, before we were talking about it, they should, like, once they start getting going, they should do, like, a bar crawl type thing. We do, like, an hour at this bar, hour at that bar. You just go, and, like, you pay, like, like $50 to do like all these places, and they give you like one drink to do. You know what I mean? When you do a bar crawl,
maybe a happy.
I'm shooting from the hip.
They should do like a happy hour where you don't get a stool, but it's a happy hour snag a stool pub crawl.
Yeah,
and you all stand behind those two stools.
Yes,
like
exactly.
40 people. I still think that they should look into snack a stool.
That's the
maybe
how about we look at.
Maybe you got jalapeno poppers on the bottom of the legs. You know what I mean? That stop it from slipping or making like the tennis balls in a
yep.
walker. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? Jalapeno pop them.
Yep, okay.
Yeah, pop them in your mouth. Then you can pick the stool up and feed them off. And like a Gatling gun. Is that stupid?
Yes. All right. I think everyone just turned off.
Okay. Well, all right. Okay, we'll have to. I want to put a post up and see if anybody wants to. Like, I'd like to see some of our listeners' thoughts.
Yeah, I was trying to get a discussion on this. It's tough to get it on Facebook. People are like, no.
People too busy liking stuff.
Yeah. Stop liking, stop writing.
No one cares about your fucking status update. No one cares how you feel today.
Yeah, that's the best.
You know what? It's probably a fucking lie. Feeling, what's the fucking one I hate?
Feeling great.
Feeling blessed.
Oh. How do you feel blessed?
I feel blessed today. Blessed. Who the fuck says blessed?
No, I do.
Did you sneeze?
I don't even say bless you anymore. I say Zoom time.
What the fuck did you say?
Whoa.
You croak talking motherfucker. No.
Blessed.
But blessed, that. No one feels fucking blessed. No. Blessed. Get the fucking blessed.
Leg is still loud. Go to a strip club, you get a seat in the pit.
Oh, my dude. Ready? Snag a hag.
Snag a hag.
You reserve the stripper.
Yep.
At the place you're going to.
Yep.
And you get to see a profile picture with like the one tooth, the one good tooth facing you.
Yeah. All right. Alex.
Muffins.
They call her Muffin because she's got a muffin top.
I snagged a hag, got Muffin, went to snag a stool, got a stool, went and took her home for a nice dinner at the club she works at.
It was a good night. All thanks to...
She fucked someone else.
Snag a hag, snag a stool.
Snag a, dude, they should just snag a butt. Like, you should just take and be like, snag a handicap spot.
Yeah, snag a handicap when it's not getting used.
All right, ready? I don't like handicap spots. Let's get into that.
I like handicaps.
Fuck those gold brickin' motherfuckers. I don't know.
Way off the reservation.
Nah, we shouldn't be making fun of handicap people.
But yeah, snag a stool. Check them out. Download the app to see if you like it. I know.
Definitely parking handicap spots.
We should go to Newtown Grill. Is that what it's called? I just fucking butchered that boss name. Oh yeah, Newtown Grill, Porta Square. We should probably try signing up for a snag a stool and just see what the experience is like and see if that old man that throws away the shit.
Wait, let's do it.
Yeah.
Why don't we do that and we could actually, maybe we can get fucking Jamin to meet us and we can do like an iPhone recorded podcast. Right. Or we can at least talk to the bartender about it. We can talk to regulars and we'll get some fucking, we'll get some people on the streets.
Yeah, people on the street. I wonder if we can record it with a camera or something too, because I would love to see people's reactions. Like, hey, how are you, sir?
I'd be like, hey, you want to sit? Like, I'd be like, can I, like an old lady, do you want to sit down? I snagged it!
Yeah.
And just sit in front of her.
Just give it a DX sign. Give me a punch in the face.
That's, you know what, like, you, alright, because giving up your bar stool is something you don't do. Giving up your fucking train seat, like, you should do.
Yes.
I don't even sit down on the train anymore.
Me neither.
Yes, you do. You definitely.
No, I don't.
You're definitely one of those guys. I would have pegged you for a fucking guy that sits down and then put your headphones on and looks like an old pregnant lady to get on. I don't know how she's old and pregnant, but it's bad.
She needs
that seat. Are you?
Yeah, oh yeah. I'm really nice. You just think of it. I just have this tough exterior.
I wouldn't say tough. You seem like douchebag. I'm tough. No, I know. No, but you are. You got a tough guy, Steve.
I used to be like that in high school. I used to not give a fuck. Just sit in the chair, like, whatever.
I hate it, yeah.
Now I just stand up and just...
Yeah, you fucking, yeah.
Well, I don't have to take the train anymore.
You're a strap hanger.
Yeah, I barely take the train anyway, so there's no point in me. I don't deserve to sit, because I don't take it that much.
I only take it several times a week, if that. But I like it. I like giving up the seat.
Fuck the train.
I like seeing other guys give up seats.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's like, I like see, when you see someone not, I like to just stare at them.
I was on the train one time and some lady passed out and people were passing water bottles like down the train to like get her. I was like, teamwork! And I just stood there.
Tim just Snapchatted
it. I was just slowly drinking my water bottle.
Wait, she passed out from the heat?
Yeah, I think so. It was years ago. I just remember being like, this is fucking weird.
God damn.
I was like, hopefully I get to work on time.
Bitch ain't gonna fucking write me an alibi. She's dead.
Seriously. I love the snag a stool alibi. They should have an alibi feature. Like, you take a photo of who you were with. Like, I was there.
That'd be, is there photo check-in?
No. Not yet. But if they want to add it and put our faces in it, I'm in.
Is there a comment section?
Yeah, there actually is. I did see that. When you click on, like, Jerry Remy's, they show photos of, like, Remy's. There's the snag button. It tells you the address where it's at, the phone number, so you can call. But the top right one, you can favorite it, comment it, or share it. So that'd be kind
of a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's not like Mickey Mouse shit.
This reminds me of they call Uber a disruptive technology. They're like, if cabbies don't get with it, they're gonna get left behind. Like regular cabs,
yeah.
Uber is the way to go because you reserve it on your phone, they come pick you up. It is the same exact fucking. I love it. I like, you know what? I like the app. Bottom line, I like the app.
I'm not against.
No,
I'm for it.
I think it's for, look, if you go to the fucking VFW post, don't use Snagastore.
Yeah, you might get shot.
But if you want to go to a new bar that is fucking packed, That's who I'd be hitting. If I was Jamie, I'd be hitting every new bar I ever saw. Get in there, get two stools, give them the fucking shitty stool you want to.
Yeah.
Get the best stool you want.
Yeah, the one at the end, whatever.
Because we got at Bostonian, there's these big love seat stools. Be perfect.
See, this one's good with the Newtown Grill. It's like, it tells you happy hour food menu, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. So, like, oh, I'm going to do that. Stump trivia, Thursday, 8 p.m. And it says Thursday, 8 to 10, 2 hour per stool. $2 per hour. $2 an hour per stool.
Meeting's tough.
Yeah, I don't know how to read. And then all other times are free if you want to snag at that place. So, yeah, we'll definitely check that out. And, look, you just do
snag. What are we going?
I don't know.
Did you just snag it?
I just snag it.
Did you just snag it? You want to make a reservation?
No, I don't want a reservation because I don't know if you can cancel it.
Oh, that's a good question.
It's a great question.
To Jamie.
There it is. Yeah, we'll talk to him. See, going about.
Right, so, yeah, bottom line, I think we both like the idea. I think we both like the app. It does take some getting used to because it's so different.
Yeah.
But it's two stools.
But like people like us that don't live in Boston, like, hey, if you want to go out one time just for like a couple of drinks, I'd do it.
If I was ready to go to a bar, I'd fucking get it for sure. If I was working, you know, if I wanted to sit at this one, if I like the location of it and then you get used to it, I like it.
Yeah.
Plus you get a deal. You know, if you got to pay $2 a stool, but if you get half off an appetizer, $15.
Down. You have a secured seat.
Yeah, it's great.
It's money that you would have paid.
I'd be doing that on our first dates. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be like, hey, yeah, I snagged a stool because they know me here.
Yeah, so great for first dates.
Great for first dates.
Great for women.
Chicks should have this app.
All chicks should have
this app. If you have tits, you should have tits and snag a stool and a vagina.
Yeah. Two girls should always have this app.
Not all tits come with vaginas. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I learned it the hard way.
Wow. Doink! Reached down and all I felt was a doink!
I'm just glad we're back on our normal schedule with the episodes.
Are we on our normal schedule?
No.
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 Dude, that was so great. So, what else going on? That's your usual question. You go,
I was going to do it, and I didn't.
I saw you, so that's why I dropped it on you. So, what else going on? What else is going on?
I just got planning my wedding, which is a pain in the dick.
Jesus
Christ. That's all I'm doing. Just working, planning, working, jerking.
Tim, could you tell me a little bit about your wedding? I'm going to take a nap.
Dude, why are you laying down? Bro. Just
keep going on about the wedding.
All right, so, bro.
Just go. I'm listening.
No, dude. Fuck you. What do you got going on with you? You're so busy.
Fucking solid nap time. I am so busy. I do a bunch of stuff, dude.
Like, fart in my house and leave.
Yeah, I come over, I eat a bunch of protein, I come here, I fart, and then I'm like, this place stinks. And I'm like,
I'm out of here. It sucks.
I light a match and just drop it in the ground, hoping this place will burn. I've never done that. Man.
Yeah, I got nothing else to say today, man. We covered all of our grounds. I know we didn't have that much of an itinerary.
I think we covered all the, let's see, did we talk about the roast?
Yeah, we talked about the roast at the beginning.
You're talking about, raise some good money for good causes.
Yeah, oh yeah, let's go over those again. We didn't go over what the money went to.
We didn't, no.
No. So the roast of Matt Baker went to three special people.
Three special people.
Well, four. So
five and a half.
Okay, what do you got?
Six, probably.
All of them.
They went, I wouldn't put a number on. They went to special people.
Special people.
We gave. We managed to give a portion of it to, you know, our buddy Baker's taking a non-paying position. It's, you know, I think it's, they call it a fellowship. In India. We're still not sure what he's doing.
Nope.
But, it's basically, it's non-profit work. It's, I think the organization, I don't want to say because if it's wrong, but I think it's called Under the Mango Tree. That's what he said, I think he got hooked up with. Because you get partnered with organizations, like, through the fellowship program. So I think he got partnered with this place that keeps bees and then helps sustain local farmers, get farmers' products to the market.
Bees in the trap.
Yes, okay. And then you've got the farmers, which is a job, and then if you get the farmers to sell their product to a market, that's, you know, a stoking an economy, and then you got consumers getting, you know, organic products. So you're helping a lot of people, or he's helping a lot of people. So we actually got his plane ticket there, because he had to pay out of pocket, because, you know, all those fucking nonprofit guys are lazy fucks. They're like, you buy it. Like, you want to help the world, but you got to fly yourself there.
You're not Mother Teresa.
Fucking Mother Teresa. Well, we got him, and then we got him vaccinated.
Yeah.
We got him like a dog. We're going to make sure he doesn't get dengue fever.
Come back.
So I got him some shots. Then we managed to give a gift card to Brian and Brenna Donovan.
Yeah. Brian and Brenna Donovan lost their house to a fire.
They didn't lose it. They know where it is. It's just, it's smaller now.
It's just really fucked up.
It's really, yeah. They Yeah.
So they lost pretty much everything and anything in that house, and we decided to get them a gift card to Bed Bath & Beyond just to help get them some nicer shit, maybe non-flammable.
Yeah, and get them some, a lot of, we recommended wet. Nothing.
Strike one.
Strike one.
And then we also got them a fire extinguisher that we all signed.
Yeah, it was a gift of the, we paid, that was out of pocket.
Yeah, that was out of pocket. That was me, Bill, Matt, and Greg Tregellis all signed that for them.
And Matt had a great message. It was,
too little, too late?
Question mark?
Yeah.
That was a great message.
That was a great
message. So hopefully they hang out in the house and maybe someday battle a fire with it.
Yeah. Not in their house, though.
Yeah, maybe. That'd be great if that saved. Did someone fucking empty that thing? Didn't someone shoot it off?
Yeah, someone shot it off.
So like, is it empty?
It might be. It might be half empty.
What a fucking dingleberry.
Yeah.
Whoever that was, you're a dingleberry. Like, fuck you.
They shot Kevin Donovan.
Oh.
He was talking on the mic too much.
Yeah, probably humorous then.
Yeah.
Less fuck you, but you still...
No, a lot of people got mad. People, like, had their beers behind them, and they got, like, got it in their beers. They're all upset.
Oh, they're not even mad that it hit someone like the face. Like, my beer!
Yeah, yeah, typical
Queens. It cost 50 cents a Bud Light.
Son of a bitch!
It's a fucking deuce, bro.
And then, who else did we help out?
Michelle Boyd DeJean.
An old friend of ours.
Yeah. Well, you know, she's asking that, of course she's battling fucking brain cancer right now.
Like, yeah, she's trying to become an author of what she's doing right now.
I think she's keeping a written account of it, yeah.
Yeah, she's writing everything for this book, and she's so positive about this thing. If it was me, I'd be like, fuck!
Yeah,
she's really awesome. Follow her on Facebook. We have the link down to our page. She has a bunch of followers right now, which is good. But yeah, she's
like... We don't have it linked yet, or we don't have it liked?
We have it liked. I haven't put it on our page. I'll put that on my page today to make sure you like that. But yeah,
she's basically being a fucking tough-ass bitch right now.
Yeah.
Down in Tampa. And there's this Moffitt... I want to say it's the Moffitt Cancer Research.
Moffitt Profit Center? No, it doesn't rhyme, does it?
No, Moffitt Profit. It's not Moffitt for profit. No, but it's the Moffitt Cancer Center in Tampa, and they're helping
care for her. Where she lives.
So we're going to donate a large portion of what we made to that, too. I think it's going to go to, like, patient care. I think it either goes to research or patient care. I think you can choose. I'm actually going to message her and let her just kind of say what to do. But, and then so that all the money raised that night, every single last dollar went to those causes. It wasn't like we were like, well, let's pay ourselves back for this, or let's like, well, we,
yeah,
there was no like, you know, like anything that came out of our pocket.
Everyone laughing at my jokes was well enough. Yeah.
So that was what?
Like, that's what I mean. Like just having,
exactly.
The night was just, it was phenomenal.
Yeah,
we were talking about it for like, we're still talking. We're still talking. Yeah.
Yeah, we're actually talking about it right now.
Yeah, exactly.
We were talking about it like for the past couple minutes.
Yeah,
but
because you don't hang out with us every day, so you don't know.
No, but we will text you.
We'll text you all about it.
I'll text you all my stuff. I'll Snapchat you. We're very pleased and we're very thankful to everyone that came out.
Yeah, everyone that came out. Thank you, people that didn't come. They were bummed that they didn't come, but you should have came. You should have came. You would have got roasted.
You would have got roasted. No, you know, if you didn't give, good. If you didn't come, whatever. It would have been nice. It would have raised more money for charity. So if you didn't come, you know what? Take $20 and go give it to a local charity.
Yep.
That's one thing I think we all liked about the I don't even call them charities because it doesn't feel like charities. They feel like, it felt like person to person aid. You know what I mean? Like where there's, it wasn't like I'm going to give money to this organization and I don't know what the fuck it did.
Yeah,
like,
big conglomerate.
Yeah, at least we gave to pretty specific places.
Like, we know where the money's going and what it's being used for.
Yeah, I just think that feels a lot better. I think anyone that spent money that night and gave money at the door and spent money at Fireball, because Fireball was gave $1 for every shot they sold.
And there's a lot of shots being taken.
There's a lot of shots. And it all went to great causes. So
yeah,
very,
so thanks to the beach comma, the Fireball.
That makes me feel warm and fuzzy. That was really a great night, and I think it was very special.
And you are the son of Fuzzy, so.
You know what? I feel fucking son of Fuzzy feels fuzzy. Son of Fuzzy, warm and fuzzy. We made it.
We made it.
What was that? What did you just do?
We made it sign.
Dude, Tim is a strange bird.
I am a strange bird.
You're a fucked up dude.
Dude, all right. So, I will end with this. So, you know how fucking crazy I am in a car, right?
Oh, yeah. No, hold on. You were talking about this. I want to hear all about it. All
right. So, I'm driving home. I'm on Route 9, and Route 9 has two lanes. And I'm driving probably...
Two lanes both ways or one, what, like...
Two lanes going north. No, two lanes going east, two lanes going west.
So it's a four lanes.
Yeah, but there's a barrier between, so you...
Oh, it's a barrier, okay.
Yeah, so...
I'm up to speed.
So you have been on Route 9?
Not the specific... okay. section. I used to take Route 9 up to UMass, actually.
Okay. So I'm driving into the left lane, and with two lanes, you don't really have to like go to the right to let somebody pass you. But if you're not going the speed limit, you should go to the right. Agreed. So I'm behind this guy, and it's probably, what, like 55, so I'm probably going like 57, 60. And the car next to me is going my speed limit, so I can't like pass him yet because the guy in front of me is going too slow. So he finally he speeds up a little bit, so I'm like, all right, this guy's not moving up, so I go to the right. So while I'm past him, this dude fucking is giving me like the biggest finger in my life. And I just like look at him, and I just was like, all right, man. Like, I didn't want to get to me because everyone...
Wait, which guy? Hold on.
The guy in front of me.
So you went to the right and passed him?
Yeah, but I didn't go right. I didn't, like, go right and then directly right in front of him. I just stayed in the right lane because there was no one in front of me. So I was like, I'll just stay in this lane.
Okay.
And this dude is just like, boom, like, big-ass finger. I just look at him. I'm like, all right, man. I was thinking in my head. I was like, people think I'm fucking crazy. I'm not going to get crazy with this. So.
How close were you tailgating?
Not close
enough. I already assume you were tailgating.
Probably. I was just chilling. I wasn't getting mad at this guy. I was like, oh, man, let's go. I was probably like from me to you from like front to back bumper.
That's too close.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm the guy flipping you off right
now. Whatever.
I'm already on his side.
Fuck this guy.
No. Dude, because you're...
He's not going the speed limit.
Were you beaming him? You just said 57. The speed limit is 55.
No, I was going 57. He was going under the speed limit.
So you were literally driving through him.
Well, I don't know how that works.
Don't add up, man. If you're going faster than him, you can't be behind him.
Well, I was going the speed limit, and I had to slow down because this guy was in front of me. Okay. Then he fucking speeded. Then he sped up.
All right, let's see. I don't want to interrupt.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Because you got to get the logistics because people probably question.
Because other people probably like, were you Ghost? Were you Patrick Swayze?
Just no, it was like Mario Kart. You did the Ghost track.
Fucking Luigi Death Clear?
That's awesome.
That's a great gif. I've already used that.
That's great.
I'll tell you all about it.
So I fucking pass the guy. Guy gives me the finger, and I just like brush it off.
Was he white, black, Asian?
He's a white dude who looked fucking like kind of crazy. Like his hair like sat back here, and it was like stringy. And he was like,
okay, that's a
fucking overweight.
Was he driving west?
He was driving.
Like, was he going away from Boston?
He was going towards Boston, like where I was going.
Okay, so that means he probably lives away from Boston.
But right? I was getting on the highway to 95, and he kept on going straight. But
so he's a woodsman.
Maybe.
That makes a difference.
Yeah. Probably. And he's driving like a shitbag kind of a car. So we get to this red light where it's one lane.
You're driving a Ford Focus?
I'm driving my Ford Focus.
Oh, that's a shitbag car.
Ford Fusion.
Oh,
so
damn.
We're in one lane because they're doing like construction or whatever. So it's a red light and it's just me and him.
He's behind you now.
He's behind me now. So I'm just sitting there fucking steaming. So the green light comes. I drive a little bit slower and I fucking wave him up. I pull out my window to wave him up and he comes up next to me. Okay, so picture this. There's two lanes going straight, and then you can take a right to the highway. We're both stuck. He pulls up, and I stop right before I take my right so I can fucking give him a piece of my mind.
Oh, my God. You're insane.
I roll down my window. He doesn't roll down his window. I was like, you got something to say, pal? And he's like, raising his head up and down, smiling. And I didn't know what to do, so I just gave him the Undertaker fucking neck thing.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I go, fuck you. And then I was driving away, and I was like, bye-bye, you little fuckhead. And he wouldn't roll his window down. I was like, if you're going to fucking give me the finger, roll your window down so we can chirp at each other. But I didn't know what to do to him, so I just gave him the Undertaker fucking neck.
You can't do... Tim is taking his thumb and slitting his throat like Undertaker. You can't do that.
Fuck this dude.
That's a death threat, basically.
Hey, whatever.
I guess.
Fuck him.
Dude, that guy might find you somewhere.
I was so mad. Because I was like, I was so cool about it. Then he was behind me. I was like, this guy's... I was like, fuck this guy. Like, I don't know how to, like, scream at people. I just say weird things. So I'm like, no, what? Fucking Undertaker.
That's...
And then I went right and he went straight.
And then you never saw each other
again.
That
was it.
When was this?
Last week? Or, like... No, it was the day after we recorded. So what was that? Last episode. It could have been that night.
I don't remember.
I don't either. But it was that.
I mean, you know, as far as driving goes, I try to keep it pretty even keel. And I try, like, I do a lot of the, I've stopped flipping people off, but when someone gets mad at me and beeps and, like, does the pass thing, I just give them a big smile and a thumbs up. Because what's more infuriating when you're mad at someone than the other person being like,
yeah, see, I don't give the finger either. Sometimes I'll just throw the pussy lips out and go.
I do the finger sometimes.
Yeah, I don't do the finger no more. I beep a lot and I just fucking just make crazy faces.
I like that move. I like the insane. Like I like to, I always keep in my cup holder a piece of human feces, and then when they drive by, I just go, like, smear it on my face. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Hey, shithead! Oh my god, he's shit faced. This guy must be shit faced.
When in doubt, wear them out. Because the finger, that's done and been done.
It's stupid.
Yeah, you gotta fucking do something crazy.
Give him the fucking the UK finger, the double.
Yeah.
Jog on.
I give him this. I go.
Oh, open the people. Eat all this.
Yeah.
I just blow my thumb.
Yeah.
But do people who get frustrated driving, man, when you're too close to me, I will fucking slow down. And I'll drive the speed limit.
If I'm in the fast lane, I move over. I'm always courteous to people in the fast lane.
Not the fast lane, but if it's a single lane. Dude, if you're not driving fast in the fast lane, you're actually not supposed to even be there. It's only passing. It's a passing. But then there's people who are like, well, I'm going to pass the entire 20 miles. So like, no, you can't.
You got to get the fuck over.
Yeah, you got to move. So I don't know, you know, as far as the driving goes, I just I hate douchebags. And you sound like you tailgated the guy. And then he was driving the speed limit?
Driving under the speed limit.
How far?
See, I don't remember, because I remember just being like, all right, this guy needs to either move over or fucking hurry up. Like, I wasn't even getting mad. I was like, all right, this dude must be
I don't
shit.
Know. I don't know if I trust you.
That's fine.
I think you might have been going, like, 60, approached him, and then being like, he's going too slow. He could, if he's going 54 even, I'm on this guy's side. Except maybe move over.
Move over. He had enough time to move over. And then what he did was, when he finally sped up, he didn't give me enough room to even get to the right lane. Because like that guy was still driving like kind of like my same speed.
Yeah.
And I wasn't mad at that dude. But then like this guy, like he purposely sped up a little bit so I couldn't even get around him. And finally that guy took a right, and that's when I got.
This is riveting stuff.
Yeah.
This is dude. This is, you know what you do? You air personal aggressions on the podcast.
I do.
You're like, all right. So you're like, so I'm in line at Wendy's the other night. These four chicks are in front. I'm like, dude. this is just Tim's time to like rant out about his personal aggression.
Yeah.
The other day, remember Wendy's? After the roast, we took Baker off for a nice Wendy's dinner on the seawall.
Oh yeah.
But you were the last car.
Yeah, because I know how to fucking sell salt to a slug, homie.
So I drove up next to you because I wasn't gonna go in line. I was gonna give you my order, right. But there was cars all behind you. And then some kids were throwing trash out their car and they yelled something at me. So I fucking hit the reverse.
Oh yeah.
And I went right up next to him and said, "Hey, you dropped something." He goes, drunkest like frown, just goes, "What?" And I just like, "You dropped something," and just drove away. Like real calm. But they would, dude, wick shit face. And he's throwing trash out in the ground.
Yes.
But then I'm so glad they didn't, when you told me that story, I'm like, those dickheads didn't get, it was some chick driving, like three drunk, the young kids.
Yeah, me and Baker were in Wendy's.
I was wearing my fucking Indian shirt, which probably scared them.
Fuck you! And it was, they closed at 3, and the time we got up to the window was 3:02. And they're like, "Sorry, we're closed." I'm like, "I'll give you $20 to put everything you have left in the bag, because I know you have food left in there."
Yeah.
And they were like, "Okay, we can, what do you want? I was like, "Well, what do you have?" And she's like, "Well, you just have to order." So I just started ordering what we were going to get normally, and then it just started popping up on the screen. I was like, "All right, sweet.
Hell yeah, dude."
So we just drove off and up to the window, and then we were stuck because it's a long line. So we see all the people behind us go up to the window like, "Sorry, we're closed." And they're just like, "What? Oh, fuck you," and just speed away.
It was, but the drugs.
I was calm and collected, being like, "Hey, I'll give you $20 and put everything in the bag."
As a tip, or just
you'd pay? Whatever, just fucking throw it in there. I'll give you money.
$20.
Yeah, I was like, dude, we're starving.
Yeah, that was one of the best dinners I had. We just sat in the seawall drinking beer and eating Wendy's.
Yeah, it was phenomenal.
That was actually great. That was the last supper I had with Bakes.
Yeah.
As if he died.
Yeah.
He's in, what is he in, I think he's in Mumbai already.
Should be in Mumbai now. Yeah.
He said he called room service. The number was 617.
That's creepy.
It was a sign. I was like, that big Russian guy from Pizza Connection is going to come to the door.
Delivery.
Oh, actually, all right, ready? I want to close out with this story.
Sure. Great.
So I called Baker, I think. And he was sitting on the tarmac. He was sitting in an airplane at JFK, getting ready to fly 15 and a half hours to Bangalore, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's where he went to, but he might have gone to New Delhi. So, guess what the last thing Baker does in America is?
Take a shit.
Well, he probably. But he says he gets to the airport, and he's like, I'm there like 3 hours early. So I get my stuff, then I check in, hit the currency exchange, and then I decide I want a beer and a sandwich because I got like an hour to kill. So he goes to a bar in the airport, gets a beer and a sangi, drinks it, eats it, walks to the gate, and I think that he was a bit late, is how he told me, because it was a quick convo, but he gave me the details. He's late to the gate, or he's like getting there like on time. He doesn't want to, in other words, he doesn't want to go with boarding group number 1, 2.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
he hears one go off, then two go off, then three go off. He's like, "All right, now I'll walk over." He's walking to the gate, hand on the pocket, no passport. He drops his stuff, reaches everywhere, and as he finds that he has no passport, he hears, "Matthew Christopher Baker to gate 5C in flight to India, Matthew Christopher Baker." And he's like, fuck. So they're calling his name over the loudspeaker. He has no passport. He lost it. His last action in America, losing his passport.
Where was his passport?
He racks his brain, figures, you know what? I took it out at the currency exchange. Runs to the currency exchange. They're like, "Yeah, here it is, you dope." He takes it, runs to the gate, and again, they're making announcements for Matthew Christopher Baker over the loudspeaker. He's like, "I'm here." And they're like, "All right, get on the fucking plane." the last thing he does in America is almost miss his flight.
Imagine
that. You can't make that up. You can't. I mean, maybe they probably would have waited for him if he could have gone and said, I get no pay. Like, maybe, but luckily he found the passport, got on the plane, and says, the first thing he sits down, the first thing that happens is the flight attendant walks down the aisle and sprays 3 aerosol cans simultaneously because the stink was so fucking.
Of him?
No, not him.
Oh, it's people going.
Just a lot of curry, let's say. Yeah. A lot of curry. But he goes, that's not a joke. She walked down the aisle and just blasted aerosol cans. And I don't know what she was. She might have been Indian. She could have been American. She could have been European. But it was stanky on that plane. And Bacon sat there for 50 and a half hours.
Holy shit.
But that's great. So, but the good news is he got the passport. He got there. And the Rosa Matt Baker fucking sent him there.
Yeah, it did.
We're very proud of him. Give me a two-time.
Thanks, great. Everybody, for that.
That was really good. Yeah.
Couldn't have done it without you. Yeah, that you listening right now.
You piece of shit. Yeah. Probably didn't go.
You probably didn't even go.
Yeah. We'll see you at the next one.
Episode 22 is a wrap.
It's a wrap. Anything, any closing remarks, anything you want to plug?
Nothing at all.
The only thing I want to plug, Monday nights, if you are ever in town, at Hennessy's on Union Street, there's an 8 p.m. free improv show, and the group I'm in, Eagle Come, often performs pretty much every Monday. And the groups that weren't up there, the groups that are there, are phenomenal. It's just a really funny night, like a night where I go and literally just laugh. And I'm there to perform, but I'm sitting there laughing at the other groups.
Monday nights at Hennessy's.
Monday nights upstairs at Hennessy's. You know, there's a bar. Get some beers. Get some food up there. The crowd's usually pretty big, and the bigger the crowd is, the more laughs everybody has. So come down. That's the show I want to plug. Just Comedy at Hennessy's, 8 p.m. every Monday.
I guess I want to plug 8 p.m. Monday, Hennessy's.
Oh wait, I got something to plug. 5 seconds after this podcast ends, a slap in Tim's face.
What?
Yeah, I'm gonna plug that.
Ah, the fuck, dude? I didn't think you were really gonna do that.
Fucking, did I ever lie to you?
I guess not.